know, there's so many new products out there that are incredibly innovative, that are finally giving particularly women back their independence and allowing them to parent on their own terms, and give them a lot more freedom and making their life a lot easier. And that also shouldn't be revolutionary. This should have been delivered decades ago.
Welcome back to This Little Life, an impromptu and lively discussion diving into the big and little issues of parenting and beyond. Well, it all started with the words, "I'll send you the memo." The memo was a list of everything you really needed to know for a new baby, shared amongst friends. It's now grown into one of Australia's leading parenting destinations with a thriving online community, retail store, and some serious style. Phoebe and Kate are the founders of the memo. From breast pumps to baby baths and everything in between, these two mums really know their stuff. So how did they grow from a simple list to a hugely successful business? And more importantly, what do you think should be on every new mum's very own memo? Let's find out. Well, welcome, Kate and Phoebe, and thanks so much for joining us today. Kate, I'm really keen to kick off with you. The memo, as we know it today, is an incredibly successful business. You're online and also in retail as well. So I'm really keen to know how it all started and what prompted you to start this retail and online phenomenon.
Of course. Well, thank you for having us. The memo did start with a list, you're right. It was through my own parenting journey. When I was going through pregnancy for the first time, I was incredibly excited and was just, couldn't wait to dive into it. Headed down to big box traditional retailing. My background is actually as a merchant myself, so I've always worked in department stores or specialty retailing. So I really appreciate good retail. I went into the space and I was left feeling pretty overwhelmed, a bit scared, too many products to choose from. I felt that the support there from the staff wasn't really wasn't what I was looking for. I felt a little bit of judgment. And I just thought this wasn't me. The brand wasn't speaking to who I was. It was quite immature, a lot of mama and a lot of bubba. And so I left the store, went on to online thinking I'll have to find all my pieces, all my items and education online. That was another whole ball game.
You talk about overwhelming. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Can imagine.
Way too much there. So I felt ultimately I didn't feel like I could trust anyone. But who I did trust was a friend that had been there and done that. And my friend Nicole was kind enough to provide me with a list. It was an Excel spreadsheet. And she provided me with all the products and categorized them into the areas that made sense to me. So, Kate, this is what you're going to need when you're bathing your baby. This is what you're going to need when you're feeding the baby.
Oh, my gosh. And I needed her as a friend.
Oh, she's fantastic. I literally shopped her list. I had to buy all these products from a variety of different retailers, but ultimately these products were fantastic. And it turned out most of my friends who then went through pregnancy then asked me because I was the experienced one, and this list was circulated. Fast forward a couple of years, I transitioned from department stores into specialty retailer Mecca, and I was then again going on my second maternity leave, and I was forced to go into traditional retailers again. And that was when the penny drop moment came, and I was like, why is there not a Mecca, a destination that offered amazing curation of product, of just selling the things that you'll need? And I was like, well, I can do that. I can create the curation of assortment. I wanted things to be simple. I wanted things to be easy. But I knew that I needed to create a brand. And I had worked with Phoebe at our time. So Phoebe's my business partner, obviously, and her background is in marketing and brand. And she's worked for LVMH, the world's most incredible brand. And I asked Phoebe to go for a walk around the block, around the TAN, and I pitched this idea.
Where all best ideas come from.
I can do the assortment, but I need you to create a brand that's actually going to connect with parents in Australia. And that's exactly what Phoebe did. And together we've 3.5 years in, and we're very proud of what we've achieved to date.
That's fantastic. And Phoebe, on that note, I did read that in a previous article that you said that the shop is not actually a baby shop. It's a destination for parents, and that babies aren't necessarily your customers at all, the parents are, which I really love this idea. And we spoke some time ago around the pregnancy store in Ireland many moons ago. But it is that thing, isn't it? Once you have a baby, the questions always largely are focused on how's baby rather than how's mum or dad. And you've tried to address this deliberately, I suppose, in terms of the offer and the service that you've got at their memo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I first looked at this industry, I was really shocked at how outdated it was and how it wasn't actually listening to its customers and meeting their needs. You know, we have, you know, so many parents who are used to experiencing retail in lifestyle, in beauty, in fashion, in a certain way, and yet that hadn't translated into the baby and parenting space. And, you know, what we're so much more interested in than just selling stuff is to create a brand that actually means something to people. And we believe, and it's not a crazy notion, but we really believe that our target market, our target customer needs to be listened to be served, educated and understood. And equally, not just with retail, but also with the products that are created. You know, there's so many new products out there that are incredibly innovative, that are finally giving particularly women back their independence and allowing them to parent on their own terms, and give them a lot more freedom and making their life a lot easier. And that also shouldn't be revolutionary. This should have been delivered decades ago. So we have always set out to be a retailer for parents, not a retailer for baby, because babies aren't our customers. And so we like to speak to our parents in the way that we would like to be spoken to and serve them up education, you know, with no assumed knowledge, education that is really relevant, that doesn't talk down to them, that's direct and clear and concise. And, you know, that has resulted in, you know, our key category being mum and parents and products that really aid her and support her in her parenting journey.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I do reflect back on, I mean, Olive and Freddie now are sort of, you know, 11 and 9, and back then it's exactly what you spoke to, Kate, a kind of, you know, that old world, you know, baby experience that you have when you're first there. There's the standard prams and, you know, all the very expensive ones and very cheap ones, and so much there, but none of it really had that really lovely, I don't think I ever remember a time where I actually enjoyed buying stuff for them, because it was always so overwhelming and nearly kind of like you thought, my God, it should be really personal, and it just didn't feel that way at all. And it's, in a way, I look now at the stuff that's available, whether that's from feeding or prams or, you know, all these other things that are available for parenting, and even with formula, you know, now with, you know, significantly better formula, we hope, you know, with Little Oak amongst that at the top of the list, you know, there's a lot of parents, you know, the parenting now seems, dare I say, not easier, it's never easier, but, you know, there's certainly a lot of more options, good, better options to make that journey more enjoyable, I think. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. I think you've touched on something that was really true from us from day one, that we wanted parents to feel good about this experience. Just like I was so excited, and most people are. They might be a little bit frightened, but they're excited to be able to learn about this category, yet they feel often they're not being supported in that. And that could be that support comes through the right product for them, and how they're going to be parenting, or could be also through the right education. And it's so amazing now that there's incredible innovation out there with products. And like Phoebe touched on, these products should have been made a very long time ago. And even my daughter's just turned 7. The products we have now arranged the memo that did not exist when she was born. It's just so impressive. But at the same time, it should have been developed a long time ago. So parents are being able to be heard more, and they feel that they can ask questions and they can have conversations about topics that they felt that they didn't they couldn't have before because of judgment, or just because, no one wanted to listen about that. It was all about the baby and not about the parents. So it's been a really nice evolution over the last few years that we've seen, and feel like we've been a true leader in leading those conversations with our community.
Yeah, I'd agree. And do you think that has anything to do? I'm fascinated around this concept of, there's so many mums that are behind a lot of this innovation. It feels like there's been this opportunity or this era of, mums, working mums now being given the opportunity to take these ideas to solve a problem that they experienced during their own pregnancy or birth or child rearing, and that they've now been able to create new, even better, products for the parents and children in next generation. Do you think that's true? I mean, how many of your products or, new products that you see are started by mums who have trying to solve a problem based on the experience they had?
I think the majority of products actually are now being innovated by mum. Definitely correct there. Mm. And it is lovely to hear when people come to us because they've captured that gap in the assortment or the need, because there's not a product that's serving that that concern for a customer. But it's also lends to the fact that women believe in themselves more and they're willing to actually give it a go and back themselves in, which is exactly what Phoebe and I've done as well.
And mums understand mums.
Exactly.
So they are the best placed to be able to deliver a product that actually solves a problem that other mums, and they're having those conversations, and our job is to just make those conversations louder and heard by more people so that more parents out there can feel supported and not alone.
Yeah. Well, it's, it sort of resonates with me as well, because I know that when I started Little Oak, it was everything on the supermarket shelf, basically, I say this all the time, looks like a product designed for women, a product for women designed purely by men. All blue and silver and gold and all of these really cold looking products, which is with a look, it's like, well, women don't actually connect with brands that look like, chemicals or petroleum or, some sort of male kind of thing. And, you now see, when we try to do something different, you see sort of a new era of even just simple can design. But, again, it's, being able to give women that opportunity to really step up and have that ability, which I just think is so fantastic. And but it doesn't take away from the fact, though, that many mums and dads, I might also say, have those the WTF moments as a parent. And I love on the website you have an entire piece I can't say the whole word, can I? I'm bound to WTF opportunities, but can you explain what that whole concept was about? And I've also got as well, what WTF is a TOG? Can you help me understand that one as well?
Well, this came out from my own experience, because I wasn't a parent when I met Kate and when she shared her idea about the memo. And so when I started doing my research, I actually didn't understand a lot of the products that were out there. I was looking on retail sites and brand websites, and they were just assuming that I knew what a TOG actually is or what a slow flow teat is on a bottle. Now, how would I know that if no one's explaining it to me? I'm brand new to this industry. I'm potentially, I'm pregnant for the first time. And how would I know what to buy if someone's not actually telling me and making me feel good when they're serving up that information? So we thought there was a really big opportunity to break things down and make it really simple with the target customer in mind, which is someone that may be 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks pregnant, or even, every age group that you're approaching. If you're still a first-time parent, you're approaching that for the first time. Like, look at starting on solids or introducing formula. You're never going to have had to have done that research until you're actually in it. So we create a lot of language and content around WTFs. TOGs, for example, TOG relates to the thermal weight of a sleeping bag. Right. So if you're in winter and if you don't have a temperature controlled house, you may want to invest in a sleeping bag that's with a 2.5 or a 3.5 weight, which is like a thick doona essentially. But, you know, my partner, when he first went to buy sleeping bags a few years ago with his first child, he went and got ones that looked really nice, but they were super, you know, super thick, and his baby was born in January. Oh, he didn't know. And how would you? So our real job, we believe our mission is to help parents feel good, prepared and supported and really educated around categories that haven't been simplified, but really can be if you just speak on really direct terms and just go that extra percentage point and, you know, take that one extra step in thinking about your customer.
Yeah, actually, as soon as you started talking about sleeping bags, I was like, ah, yes, togs, it's all coming back to me.
Remember sleeping bags?
Yeah. Quick to forget, yeah.
Arms up, arms down.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, exactly. So tell me as well, there's just so much information out there about having a baby, isn't there? I mean, I cannot, even now, I feel overwhelmed for mums in terms of, you know, how much information is out there and, you know, not just with, you know, not just online, but obviously the information they're getting from parents and their GPs and healthcare professionals, and supporting all that is in all of these so many different products. How do you? I mean, you probably get the luxury of seeing so many wonderful products. How does, you know, what? How do you decide what goes on the memo or and in store and what doesn't?
It's quite simple for us. It comes down to functionality and what makes parents' lives easier. And of course, we're picking products that have different prices or different styles for people's taste. But if that product is serving a purpose and making your life simpler and easier, because, you know, being a parent is hard, then it can come on the memo. What's essential for me is going to be essential. It's going to be different for Phoebe and different for you, because we might have very different parenting journeys. Not every baby is the same, not every parent is the same. So it's important to represent different products and categories that are going to support people through their individual journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. And then I have to ask the question, what is the most unusual thing you've ever seen or have stocked or ranged or something that we, you know, all mums should have that we haven't heard about?
I mean, it probably for me is silverettes. So silverettes didn't exist when I had Matilda, and they're amazing silver nursing cups that when Phoebe actually bought them to me, you found them, didn't you? And I was like, what? Yeah, WTF, like, what are these? Like, surely they're not going to help you. But these magic little silver cups are reusable, and they help protect, nourish and heal your nipples through your breastfeeding journey, particularly in those first 6 weeks. They're just essential. So rather than using traditional nipple creams with balms, you put these on in between feeds. It actually keeps a little bit of milk within them, and that helps soothe, protect and heal your nipples. And everyone needs to have these. They're $85. Our bestseller for a reason. So.
And then they just sit over like a little cup over your nipple, do they?
Silver cup, exactly. Yeah, they're medical grade, they're antibacterial, they're super lightweight, and they just sit over your nipples and heal, and they're also super preventative. So we recommend all parents take them into hospital and start using them as soon as they've given birth to help avoid having nipple pain and damage, which can really impact your ability to breastfeed. It can impact your postpartum recovery. They're a real miracle that have been created for mums, and so we back them 100%.
And they're silver. Is it the silver, the active metal silver? Is that what's?
Yeah, really? It's from Italy. It's 925 grade, medical grade silver.
Never would have thought about that. Ever. That's incredible. Mm. Right. Well, I'll be having a look at them for any of my friends or sisters that are about to have more babies.
A nice gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. I'm going to definitely have a look at those. So tell me, I suppose this is a little bit like fascinating to know, given, anytime you can get an inside track on what's best to shop, you know, what things are best to buy. Because I know when I walk into Mecca, and Kate, you probably appreciate they should walk in, there's so much stuff, you don't even know where to start looking. And it's kind of a bit like picking your favorite child. But, you know, what are your, in your opinion, Kate, what are the top three must-haves from the memo that a mum or dad should absolutely have in addition to the silverettes that you've just spoken to?
I think the Bunny Caddy is an amazing practical and functional tool that's going to help you set up your change station. You could set it up and you can actually take it into hospital and you can pack your hospital bag into it. So it's a portable bag that has different compartments that just helps sort and make your life simpler. And so it can be used as a change caddy, a hospital bag. It can be even used as like toy storage or a feeding station. So the multi-purposes that it offers you is just fantastic, because then it can grow with you over your journey. It has a strap that you can carry it over your shoulder. You put in the back of your car. Phoebe's got one in the back of her boot now if it's a changing station. So yeah, that's an amazing gift to give new parents as well. Like, you walk into a baby shower with that fully stocked with your nappies and wipes and different little accessories. And yeah, you'll be the best giver for sure with that product. I also love the baby shusher, and Phoebe was equally a massive fan of this. And this is a little device that actually is a real noise that shushes your baby. So you can turn it up and you put a timer on it, but it will shh, shh, shh. And that is a soother and a calmer for your baby. And the timer is really helpful. So once you finally settle them down and they doze off into a sleep and it will naturally turn off. So that's also an amazing gift. And probably my third one would be Baby Bjorn Bouncer.
Oh, yes.
I love this bouncer. Like,
old school. I'm so glad. I'm still glad something that I used is still relevant.
There's still some amazing, classic, brands out there, and Baby Bjorn is one of them. And their bouncers, they're just so easy. Like, I love the mesh one because I like the breathability with my children who are born in summer. Different heights. I could pack it down flat and put it in the car, and I can take it to my mum's. I could have a shower, which was a key one for me because my kids just wanted to always be held. And so it was just actually another, it's a parenting aid, so I could get things done, cook dinner, the rest of it. So yeah, another great product. But you love the U-Heart pump. That's your favorite.
Yeah, the U-Heart pump is like, it is that product that should have been created years ago. I mean, I just heard stories from so many women saying how much they hated pumping, and I couldn't understand why. I mean, you never do until you're into it. And luckily for me, U-Heart had come out with this portable pump that has silicone around the breast, so it's super, super comfortable to wear, and it's cordless. So you just charge it if you need extra battery, but I took it to the football, I pump in the car, I pump at work, and it just sits within your bra and you can move around. You can pump like walking down the street. Wow. And it just gives you so much more flexibility and freedom as a parent. And just the fact that it was so comfortable, really, really efficient and effective for me. So I loved that product. Silverettes and, the white noise machine, just turn it on. I just can't believe how well my baby responded to a white noise machine and would instantly put him to sleep and keep him sleeping and on schedule, which was really important to me as a parent who had returned to paid work pretty soon after having Remy.
Well, that's your question I was going to ask you about. To interrupt you, but it was the actual question I was going to ask you about, Phoebe, because you started this journey without being a parent, and then you kind of embarked on being a working mum. How did that, how did you find that? Was that a challenge? How was the change in your circumstances there contribute to the level of juggling that you had to do in your life?
I think all parents, and particularly mums who are returning to paid work and trying to balance unpaid work as well in the home, find it really difficult. I definitely did. And I had a good amount of support around me to help facilitate that balance. It's definitely not easy. And I think the hardest thing for me was kind of overloading myself because I was used to being so capable and fit so much into the day. And so I really had to learn to slow down and say no to things, which is a hard lesson to learn. It was really hard. But when I stopped breastfeeding, I felt the biggest amount of release and freedom and, yeah, I couldn't believe how great I could feel. I'd forgotten what it felt like to have my body back and probably my mind back. And it was very hard, but it was good in a way because with my experience, I could truly understand what a parenting experience could feel like. And it's certainly not easy, and it's very difficult, and you need support and an understanding around you.
Yeah, well, they're definitely, I mean, first time mum's out, I remember very much, you know, being, you know, you remember when you could go and have a shower when you wanted to and pop out to the store when you wanted to and all of that quickly goes out the door when the little one arrives. But no, it is a shift. So in terms of obviously parenting, you're both mums, but you're running this hugely successful business. You know, what has been, from a personal point of view, what has been the best and most challenging parts? I suppose I'd be interested in understanding around starting a business.
It's the same with any small business, right? We've had to learn so much. We've loved the feedback from customers, yeah, haven't we? That's made it all worthwhile. Just hearing from parents every day about how much they've enjoyed their experience and felt really supported.
I think the hardest thing is what we don't know. And Phoebe and I have been merchants and retailers our whole career, but we're not digital merchants. And so launching an e-commerce business was really challenging for us, but an amazing one, but we just had to dig in and do so much research and learn ourselves, and also be prepared to ask for help when we need to. And we're very fortunate now that we've been able to hire an incredibly talented team that we hire because they're the experts, and to have that support and to work with these team day in, day out has just taken the business onto a whole nother level and freed us up to do the things that we're really good at too.
Yeah, I can relate to that as well. With Little Oak doing an online store and learning about back-end things and how something connects to something else and AOV. I'm like, there's so many acronyms in an e-commerce business. I don't know how anybody, but I need a spreadsheet just for that. Anyway, it's definitely a huge learning curve, much like parenting is. And I suppose I was interested to know now that you've had your own children, you've immersed in this world of parenting and you know, all these new wonderful products and information and education around parenting and all the things that come with it. You know, if you were to go back in time to when you're a first time mum, you know, what advice would you be giving yourself now, do you think?
Mine's to slow down, definitely, and not to put too much pressure on myself to live a full scheduled life.
Mine would be not to compare myself. I felt that I did that a lot, and I felt that's where a lot of the judgment, and some of it was real and some of it probably wasn't real, particularly like through my breastfeeding journey with Matilda, who, didn't want to take the boob and then, you know, had to formula feed and all the rest of it. And I was always comparing myself or comparing her milestones. Is she not developed enough? And she's 7 now. No one knew that she took the bottle. No one knew that she didn't crawl till she was 1 year old. And it doesn't matter. Every baby is different, and they'll get there in their own time. So, yeah, that's the big one that I would look back and change.
Yeah, and I think that has really informed our approach. Like, we really believe that the parenting space needs to be approached with empathy and not judgment, and that's a really big mission of ours, because too many parents, and I would say particularly women, not just in parenting but in everything, spend a lot of energy on things that don't serve them, and comparison culture is a huge one, particularly as we're living on our phones, and it can even happen in like parenting groups and things like that. So it's just not helpful, so we're on a mission to fix that.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's very easy to fall into that trap, particularly when you're feeling the height of vulnerability, being a new parent, to be looking afield at all these other perfectly curated lives. I have been guilty of that myself. And I suppose, ladies, I suppose, as we begin to wrap up for the day, tell me what's next for both of you and for the memo? Where to from here?
So more stores, more education,
yes, how
more
exciting.
Categories across all sectors of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little bit.
Yeah. More of everything.
Yeah. We've got incredible aspirations for the memo in Australia and internationally. And we really believe that we can be the number one parenting destination in Australia. Parents do deserve better, and the memo is providing that. And we're really, super pumped to be able to bring this experience to more people and get more people to get to know about us. So we appreciate, having time today sharing our story with you so that your audience can hear about us, and hopefully we can help them along their parenting journey.
Yes, well, I think it's fantastic, and we're super excited to see where you go. I'm sure, having just come back from Perth a few months ago where we held a little Oak event and everybody was talking about the memo. It was like, we don't buy anywhere else except the memo. We only buy a little Oak on the memo now. And I was like,
Perth keeps on coming back to us, doesn't it?
I'm telling you.
You keep on asking us to open there. Perth's been the number one buzzword.
So many babies. I guess everywhere you go, there's just prams everywhere. I was like, wow, what's everyone doing over here in Perth? But you definitely have a huge fan base over there. So if there's no plans, so definitely putting that down on your on the wish list. And tell me, ladies, where is, for everyone listening, where is the best place for anybody to get any information about the memo?
You can find us online at thememo.com.au, and we are on Instagram and TikTok as From The Memo.
Fantastic. And well, Phoebe, Kate, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been really exciting. And I, with a few friends of mine who are currently pregnant, I am going to get online and absolutely take a look at some of those great recommendations so I can be one of those great friends with actually useful gifts to be giving. But thank you so much for your time today. And for those listening, as always, you can download this podcast off your favorite podcast platform or from our website, www.thelittleoakcompany.com. Thanks again.